Welcome to our visitors from Philadelphia. We're happy to dress. Okay, we'll try to get you into the swing of things. We just barely started the sugya yesterday, so we'll try to get you on board. So we began yesterday elaborating a little bit upon this braisa. The Gemara really discussed this braisa. Mamash derech agav. This has nothing to do with Masech Sanhedrin. It just really snuck in here tangentially, but it's a good tangential sugya, so we'll be anxious to learn it yesterday. The Gemara quotes a braisa that says, if a person steals wheat, and then he changes the wheat and he turns it into bread. A lot of steps go along the way to turn it into bread. I couldn't even begin to delineate all those steps, but whatever, grinds it, bakes it, leans it, does whatever it does with it. And now it's bread, and now he wants to eat it, and he wants to make a bracha on it. So the problem is, how can he make a bracha on it? It's stolen. So the Gemara says, that's not a good idea. Make a bracha on something that's stolen, that's a bad idea. So yesterday we spoke a lot about the Machlekes Rambam and the Raavad, just how bad a deer is that. So the Rambam Shita was that it's such a bad idea that if you do it, it's a bracha levatala. It means you're not allowed. Because brachas doesn't permit you to make a bracha on something that's stolen. And even if by mistake you ate something that was stolen, a tray for any other reason, and now b'diavad you want to bench on it, you didn't even know that it was stolen. You didn't even know that it was tray. So the Rambam says you can't make a bracha. Brachas just don't take effect. It's the whole concept of making a bracha on achilas iser is out of the question. And the Raavad said no. The Raavad said that the Braisa is just bemoaning the fact you're going to have to do something so absurd as reciting a bracha on stolen goods. It's terrible. It's a horrible thing. You still have to do it. According to the Raavad, you still mechuyev b'duchas bracha. That's a machlekes Rambam and the Raavad just had to learn the ABCs of the sugya. So we can continue most of the sugya. Bikvas Rambam. We're going to assume like the Rambam Shita that if it's something which is what's called a batzeh berech niyat hashem, if it's stolen goods, or for that matter, the Rambam says, and the other Aveira, eat tray for food, there is no bracha whatsoever. So at the end of the shiur yesterday, we quoted the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama that came to the realization that there's something very, very funny about this application of this principle of not making a bracha on stolen property, on iser, foods, etc. Because the example that the Braisa is giving is very strange, because the example is wheat that was changed, that underwent the shinoi, underwent a change in the process, physical change. And by the time I'm getting around to eating it, it's bread, it's not wheat anymore. And yet the Braisa still says that's a problem. The Braisa still says it's called the Botzeh Berech Niyat Hashem. Rambam's version of the Braisa, you still don't make a bracha, even though, in a certain sense, it's not really stolen property anymore. By the time I get around to making a bracha on it, so it's already undergone a change. So how does that fit into the general question of is shina kind of a gezeila, shina not kind of a gezeila? Mechalek is a tanoim in the ninth parak of the Kama. If I steal something and then I change it, so do I now become the owner and I just have to pay you cash? Or do I say no, that I have to give you back the original item? Kozman, the original item is still around, even though here we have some of that beautiful examples. Oh, here we have it yesterday. By golly, can everybody tell what it was? Who wasn't here in Shay yesterday could tell exactly what this is. Mm-hmm. You'll appreciate my artistic quality. The guy stole three logs, okay? I guess you could call them loaves of bread also, but the three logs, and he turned it into a table. So the question is, no, can't tell. Three logs into a table. So the Gemara says that's an example of a shinui. So according to one Tana, shini is kinda. You need not return the logs. You need not return the table. You just have to pay for the cash and what it was worth at the time of the gezela. And according to the other Tana, no, you have to return the table itself because shini ain't a kinda. So comes the Gemara of a comment that's Adidalid and says this braisa that describes the scenario of stealing wheat, grinding it up, kneading it, baking it, turning it into bread, and still we say Botzeh Berech Niyat Hashem. We still say it's called stolen goods. We still say you can't make a bracha. Zemim Fendor, what do you see from here? What conclusion can we draw, says the Gemara? What's the obvious conclusion we can draw? What? It must be that Shinui what? That Shinui Enekaine? It must be Shinui Enekaine. Because if you would have held that Shinui Enekaine, so then we would no longer be concerned with Botzeh Berech Niyat Hashem. That's how the Gemara starts. Which the Gemara concludes in Baba Kama Tzadi Dalet and says, no, it's not true. Kenzain, it could be that Shini is kinda, and Shini kinda works in Kol Tara Kula. Namely, you don't have to pay back the item itself. Who remembers yesterday from Esther Koinish? Shini is kinda. Shini affects Kol Tara Kula, but this is different. You know why this is different? This is a whole new category of halacha. What's this new category of halacha called? What's it called? This is Mitzvah Babi Aveira, Botzei Abiyach Yetz Hashem. These are taking dvarim shel mitzvah. These are doing mitzvahs with bad things. Doing mitzvahs, derech aveiros, reciting brachas and stolen goods. The standards are different. And the Gemara says, mitzvah b'aveira, bracha shiny. This is a different ballgame. And therefore, don't bring me any raya from this sugya to the general question of whether shin is kaina, shin is kaina. So at the end of the day, the halacha is clear that if I steal wheat, okay, what's in the picture? Wheat, okay, here, here's wheat growing, okay? And then all of a sudden it becomes a loaf of bread, not to be confused with a log in the previous picture, a loaf of bread. So this is a classic shinui. So afal pichein, the Gemara says you can't make a bracha. So one of two conclusions we can draw, either shinui, einai, koinet. Well, the other conclusion we would have to draw is that bracha shiny, that the rules that govern huchas bracha / huchas mitzvah haba b'aveira are a little bit different. Atkan devar Gemara. Okay. Sounds pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So far, so good. But the Gemara just told us with this statement, this dichoy, the bracha shiny, maybe mitzvah b'aveira shiny, is that the regular rules of what constitutes whether I own the object, whether I don't own the object, whether I call it stolen goods, whether I don't call it stolen goods, those rules apply in hilchos chayshin nishpat. Those rules maybe even spill off the chazach and zayin of yesterday shiur, but all those rules break down once we enter into the realm of the sugya mitzvah b'aveira. So come to Rishonim and point out that there is a Gemara that flies in the face of that premise. There's a Beferish Gemara that applies the regular rules even to issues of apparently mitzvah b'aveira, and we have to understand now what exactly the Gemara meant with this statement in light of this other Suginsha. So we have to close the Gemara in Sanhedrin, close the Gemara in Bavakala, and learn the Sugin Masechah Sukha, beginning of the third Brachah Masechah Sukha, to understand and appreciate what the other statement of Chazal is, and to see how ultimately that other statement can be understood in light of this Shach Matar in the Gemara. Let's go to the Sugya, beginning of the third Brachah Masechah Sukha. The Gemara is discussing the first Mishnah of the third Brachah Masechah Sukha, the famous bit of Lulav Gozel Posel. If I steal Lusher, I can't be Yaitz in Mitzvah Dalad Minim. Why not? Why can't I be Yaitz in Mitzvah Dalad Minim? What's the problem? So there are two distinct problems. Who remembers? One is L'kachtem L'chem Yamirisha, and it has to be L'chem Shalachem. So on the first day of Sukkot, it's for sure possible. Even if I would have not stolen, even if I would have just borrowed it, it would have been a problem. So Kolzman, that it's not mine in Didi Mamunas, I'm not you. It's L'kachtem L'chem Yamirishan. And number two, there's an additional problem, potentially, of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. Okay, that's how the Sukkot starts, beginning of the third paragraph of the Sechah Sukkot. Why you need both? Why one's not enough? Okay, we'll get to that, hopefully, as the Sukkot develops. But that's the cloud. So comes the Gemara and says, what if you have a scenario where the lulav was stolen, but the person who stole the lulav was already kind of the lulav with a real bona fide kinyan, with the best way to be kind of something, in Uchaz Gezela, what do we call that? Two magic words called shina kaina. So the simple reading of the Gemara at the beginning of the third Brachah of Sukkah is that the Mishnah says lulav ha-gozel is posel, that's if the goslin has not yet been kind of the lulav. But if the goslin has already been kind of the lulav through the mechanism of shina kaina, then it's a whole different ballgame. Then he can be a tzidim mitzvah. Then it's no longer called in halacha a lulav ha-gozel. Now how exactly do you get a lulav shini on a lulav? So you got to learn this sugya really carefully. When are we learning sugya here? Who knows? How many years? It's on the list. It's on the masa. 3 years, okay. Dr. Murray should still be around. The kid should be around by then, no? Okay. So in a couple of years, Sukkot's around the corner. I don't know whether it was in the first pack, second pack, third, I don't know. Yeah. But someday, some Gilgal hopefully will remember second Sukkot. So let's try to work a little bit harder to figure out what exactly is the shinui. How do you make a shinui on a lulav? Okay, that's a technical problem. But the Gemara is clear that if you made a shinui, then you solve the world's problems. So let's chazer for a second. How did you solve the world's problems? There were two problems. There were two things that prevented us from being yaitzeh with a lulav gozel. One was lachem, it's not yours, and the other was mitzvah babi aveira. Let's go through the cheshbon. The lachem problem, that's easy, right? Once you hold shini kaina, once you do the shinui, and if you hold like the tana of the shini kaina, then it's lachem, it belongs to me. Because remember from yesterday, if you hold shini kaina, I own the object, and I just have to return the cash value of the moment that I stole it. So it's very easy for us to understand how shini kaina overcomes lachem. But how in the world does shini kaina overcome what? How does it overcome what? How does it overcome it to Rabbi Aveira? Ooh, that's already a question. What do you see from here? Is that from dog? That was Akasha. How could it be that Shinikoine overcomes Mitzvah Aveira? What do you see from here? It does. Good. Is that from dog that it does? That Shinikoine overcomes Mitzvah Aveira? But you see, Klor from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pem Malay, there are two problems of Lulav HaGozel. It's a problem of Lachem. It's a problem of Rabbi Aveira. Shinikoine solves the problem. If it solves the problem, that means it solves in plural the problems. So you see that once it's Shinikoina, it's Nishkim, it's above Aveira anymore. So comes Taisus on the spot. Taisus Masechah Sukkah says, wait a second. In Masechah Sukkah, in the Sukkah of Lulav HaGozel, once you've reached the point of Shinikoina, then there's no longer. I'll have to write the whole thing out just to cross it out. But once you reach Shinikoina, then there's no more problem with Mitzvah B'Aveira. Unlike the Sugya in Bava Kamma, which talks about Gozal Chitim, which says even though Shini is Koina, there is still a problem of Mitzvah B'Aveira. It's still very much a problem. You can't recite a bracha because of Mitzvah B'Aveira. So how do you resolve these two Gemaras? That's where our Sugya begins today. It's 15 minutes to introduce Sugya. This is the Kasha of Taisus. No, what's Taisus Teretz? Taisus beginning the third bracha of Sukkah. What does Taisus say? What? So Taisus has two approaches. Okay? Kedar Kam Bakodesh, when you have an outright steer with the two Gemaras. So the two simple approaches are what? What do you have? It's very, very simple. A contradicts B. You can always say Machlokes and then move on, but we don't want to do that. A contradicts B. So what do you have to say? Either A is the real Gemara and B was kind of just kidding, or B is the real Gemara and A is just kind of kidding. I don't mean just kidding, but a little bit more profound than that. So comes Tyson and says we have a contradiction between the two sages. Which is the Emes, the Emes, the Gemara? Which Gemara really, truly carries the day? Says Tyson, this is the Sugya that carries the day. This is the Emes, the Gemara. Once Shini is Koina, there's Oysim Mitzvah B'Aveira. So why did the Gemara say what it said? Remember, what was the goal of the Gemara Bava Kamma? Anyone bother looking at the Gemara? Anyone look at the Gemara Bava Kamma carefully out of context? That's just the two lines I put on the Mamre Kemis. What was the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara was trying to find every Tana under the sun who holds that Shini is Eina Koina. The Gemara says, I'm going to find you 15 Tanoim. Okay, five. Five Tanoim who hold Shini Eina Koina. And the Gemara rattles off this one, and that one, and this one, and that one. And one of the Tanoim with the Gemara mentions is the Tana of Gozel Chitim, Rabbi Elazar Gozel Chitim. So to each one, the Gemara says, no, that's not a Raya, because it could be that Tana also holds Mitzvah B'Aveira, and I'm sorry, that Tana also holds Shini Koina, and Afa B'Chein, such and such. And it could be the other Tana also holds Shini Koina, and such and such. Every Tana the Gemara quotes, the Gemara is Doiche. Comes to us and says, that statement of Rav Kamma was not an authoritative statement, was not a definitive statement. It was not that the Gemara was married to this principle of even though Shini Koina is still a concern of Mitzvah Aveira. The Gemara just says, sure, Kenzain, it could be. Kenzain, yeah, Kenzain, no. There's something that asks somebody a question, they say it could be. So some people are medayik, it could be, that means the rabbi is saying I'm right. It could be also could mean what? It could not be also, he's just trying to be polite. So could be doesn't necessarily mean a commitment. It's exactly what the Tosfos writes, that the Gemara says, it could be, one could argue that Kenzain Shini is Koina, and there's still a problem with Mitzvah B'Aveira. One could make such a case. Is it true? Is that the emes? At the end of the day, is it really honestly true? So if you have a very, very small view of Shas, and all you learned is Bava Kamma Tzadik Tzadik Daled, and you never got the Daf Chav Tes and Sukkah, so you walk away with that could be. When you get a little bit older, a little bit more mature, and you actually learn Masechah Sukkah, you should learn Bava Kamma first. So when you get the Sukkah, the third back, you come to the realization that Dichoy was Lav Dafka. That's what Taisa's first approach to the topic is. So if that's true, so then what would our approach be to this Gemara, to these Stiras? So this is, according to Taisa's, right? According to Taisa's first Teretz, so the real Gemara, the Emes Gemara, is the Gemara in Masechah Sukkah. This is the true Gemara, and this Gemara almost doesn't exist. So it's just Derech Dichidya. Eidishleimer says Taisa's the second Teretz. Eidishleimer says Taisa's now. We don't have to get rid of either Gemara. The Gemara's are talking about two different things. They're talking about two different standards. You thought that both Gemara's were talking about the Klolam of Mitzvah B'Aveira. That's what you thought. Says Taisa, it's not true. One Gemara is talking about the standards of the mitzvah of Aveira, and the other Gemara is talking about the standards of something different. What's the something different? Brachis. Saying Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's a different ballgame. That's a different world. Those work with its own clone. Comes Taisa and says, vis-a-vis being Yaitzei the mitzvah, in terms of the clone of the mitzvah of Aveira. So one shin a kaina, ois mitzvah of Aveira, it's done, mitzvah of Aveira is done, finished, gemarnu, history. Once shin is kaina, it's no longer mitzvah of Aveira, that's true. But, af al pichain, the Gemara Baba Kama is still right. Because the Gemara Baba Kama is not talking about mitzvah of Aveira. The Gemara Baba Kama is talking about what? It's not addressing being Yaitzei mitzvah. So what's the Gemara Baba Kama talking about? Reciting a bracha. For the klolim of reciting a bracha, the standards are higher. You have to be even more removed from aveira. You want to be yaitzei mitzvah lulav. All right, no, you shouldn't. Fine, finish. You want to make a bracha? But say a bracha it's Hashem carries the day even post shini koyin. So according to the Dan Tosfos, both gemaras are true. The gemara in Sukkah is true vis-a-vis the kiyum ha-mitzvah, and the gemara of Kama is true vis-a-vis the bracha. So we're not ignoring either Gemara. According to one Tosfos, one Gemara is right and the other Gemara was just Nichav Rabbah. According to the second Tosfos, no. There is truth to Baba Kama also, not in the realm of mitzvah of Yaveira, but in the realm of Hilchos Brachos.
Rambam. You can't make a bracha on things that are stolen, or you can't make a bracha on things that are usher to you in general.
Yeah, well, we said the Ram yesterday. We said the Ram put it together from both the Mishnah Brachas and the Sugim Baba Kama.
I don't understand. The issue is Mitzvah Baba Avera. The Gemara earlier in Sukkot, the source for Mitzvah Baba Avera was specifically by things that are stolen. But we don't know if we can bring that as far as things that are just, you know, Davar Asur, things that we're not allowed to eat in general. I think the Ram is making an extrapolation that the Gemara doesn't necessarily support.
Well, the Gemara and the Ram are not exactly talking about the same topic. The Gemara is talking about being Yaitzei Mitzvah, and the Ram is talking about reciting a Bracha. As Tosfos just told us, they may not necessarily be the same sugya.
So making a bracha on something that's stolen might be more chamor than making a bracha on something which is just usher to eat in general. Because if the issue is mitzvah b'avera, the source of mitzvah b'avera is by gazela specifically.
The source happens to be by gazela, but it's not necessarily the only gazela. It's a very many other avera also. You're making an assumption in that statement. Okay? That's not so pashut. Not so pashut. Yes. Ram is making a big comeback over here. I don't know which Ram.
The Rambam that you don't make the bracha at all if you stole.
But the Tosa sounds like he's learning the Gemara like the Ram, not like the Ravid. Because according to the Ravid, the Gemara didn't really say anything. The Gemara just said, oh my goodness, how can you make a bracha but you still have to make it? According to the Ram, it sounds like the Gemara is making more of a halachic statement. You don't make a bracha. Right, right. Mm-hmm. This Tosa fits more into the Ram. Right. Right. So Rabbi Sai, there's. I hear this. Gevalik and Teres. I like the second Teres Tosa. Why do I like the second Teres Tosa? Everybody knows why. Come on, even the Philadelphia guys will tell me. Why do we like the second Teretz Tosfos? What do we like it? Because what we like Teretzim that have one component to them. What is it? Come on. Learn Briska, minded yeshivas. Come on. Two dinim, the two halachas, the zechilach, one's a din the mitzvah, one's a din the bracha. You know, we like that. Just to say, well, one Gemara's lav dafka, you know, just cross it out. The Gemara was just kidding, just joking. We you know, that doesn't sit well with us. Taisa said, okay, so we're makabal, we have amunas lachamim. But we like the second teres because it's more razzle, more dazzle. It's a two halachas, and one's a din of this, one's a din of that, one's a din of the bracha, and then keep it to gevaldik. But there's a problem with this. It may conceptually speak to us, but textually, it seems to fall short for us. Why? Who sees the textual problem with Tosfos? According to Tosfos, the whole thrust of the Gemara Baba Kama of Tzadi Dalet is that what sugya are we not learning? We're not learning mitzvah b'aveira. We're learning the sugya of what? A brachas. Anyone look at the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? No, I'm Rabbi Lazman. What does the Gemara say? Who's got a Baba Kama for us? No one's got? No one brought Baba Kama? Baba Kama to Tzadi Dalet. Tzadi Dalet. There we go. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hossam el inyan bracha mishum da havalei mitzvah haba bi'aveira. Was not supposed to say that. You have a Tesis? Yes, Tesis. The link is the computers. Hold on. Where am I? Almost those Tosfos also calls those three words. It's almost like three words stick out. Like a suatah. They don't really, according to Tosfos, that's exactly what the Gemara is not trying to say. The Gemara is trying dafka to emphasize the fact that it's not based on the regular rules of Mitzvah Averah. It's taka based on a new cloud called Botzei Averah. So those three words, the Gemara don't seem to fit, according to Tosfos. The Yemen says the Gemara didn't need them. It wasn't really necessary for the Teres. The Teres would have been a great Teres without those three words, but the Maisa and the text of the Gemara, that's what it says. So it's a little bit difficult to understand to read this into the Tesis. But Lamaisa Tesis said it. So when all the dust settles, according to the first Tesis and Tesis, forgetting about Achaz Brachas, because according to the first Tesis and Tesis, Brachas and Mitzvah Bevera, all the rules are the same. Post Shinakoina, nothing worries us anymore. Post Shinakoina, there's no Mitzvah Bevera. Post Shinakoina, there's no issue of Brachas. Everything is hunky dory post Shinakoina. And the Braisa says you can't make a bracha. That Braisa is an effectual like halacha. That Braisa holds that shita from kamei amid. And according to the second Teretz and Tosfos, although the Braisa does stand la halacha, but it only stands vis-a-vis brachas. But in terms of the klalim, it's a bevera. Taka the Gemara in Lulav Gozla is right. Post shinikayin is no mitzvah bevera. So I want to take this for a minute. Both Teretz and Tosfos are now working with the same assumption that post shinikayin mitzvah bevera falls by the wayside. Right? That's everybody agrees. Both Teres and Tosfos agree to that. Whether that affects brachas or not is up for grabs. But post Shinikoina, so then the principle of mitzvah b'aveira, in terms of the mitzvah itself, just ceases to exist. How do you understand that? Why is that true? Why do you think that's true, that post mitzvah avera is nishken, but post shinikoina is no mitzvah avera anymore? You ever stop and think about that? Both Teres and Tosfos hold the same thing. That's the Gemara Lulav Gozla. You can't read the Gemara otherwise. I mean, not yet. Conceptually, why should that be so? I did not avera. I do a mitzvah. Why is the mitzvah avera? Wow, you already know the terms I like. So there's a machlekes rishonim, 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos at the very end of Masechet Sukkah refers to this Tosfos, and they say that just in case, you know, Tosfos and Sukkah got too long, so they say Harachnu b'makom acher. Did anybody bother to look? And get it takes up a whole page. Tosfos quotes Machlokes 2 days in Tosfos about the following shaila. What if I take out the word shinui for a second and plug in another word? You know, those who learned from a common seventh parak may remember there are other methods potentially for Gazan to be kind of things. For example, Yeush. What's the din? If I steal something from you, I steal your car, put a shinui on the car. The car's sitting in my driveway the same way it was for the last 6 months. And finally, you just give up hope with, I'm never going to get this car back. I've been waiting, looking around for the last 6 months, I can't get it. I gave up. Mishyayish from the car. And then, lo and behold, Beis Din, they catch me. You take me to a Din Torah and you ask for the car back. And I say, no, I'm not giving you the car back. You're Mishyayish from the car already. I'll pay you, but I get to keep the car because you're Mishyayish. So you, the niggas, will look like I'm crazy. You say, what? Yush? Yush is an Eilam Mitzias Din. What does that have to do with Gazela? So that's the suffix of the Gemara Mesechus Babakar. Machlekes Amarayim is Yush Kaina vis a vis Gazela, not Lagabe Gazela to let you keep it and not pay anything. That's absurd. Like by Aveda, that's what happens. If I find something, I pick up something after you and Mishyayish, then I get to keep it. I don't have to pay you anything. That's for sure true. But does that halach of Yush being kind of by Aveda, can that carry over to Gazela? At least vis-a-vis that I can hold on to the Chayfetz and just have to pay you cash? Almost like what? What would that almost be the equivalent of? Yush is almost like what? Yush kind of would be almost like Shini kind of, right? Do I say Yush is kind of like Shini is kind of? Do I say no, Yush is not kind of at all? Why should Yush, yes or no, be kind of? So yesterday we spoke about Shini being kind of. We said, Hashem, let's get into Gozo, Xer, Sakosa, Vest, and Zayn, the whole razzle-dazzle. Why should somebody say the Yush is kind or is not kind? What would you say, Mr. Sivar? If I would wake you up and I would ask you, should Yush be kind by Gezeila or not? What would be the Mokham? Non immediately, I gave it away already. The Mokham would be from Hashavas Aveda. Just as by Hashavas Aveda, everybody agrees that Yush is kind. So maybe we could extrapolate, we could derive Gezeila from Aveda. So that's one side of the Gemara Baba Kama. That's some of the work. It's one day that it says, just as Yush is kind of Aveda, Yush is kind of Gezeila also. To which the Gemara says, no, maybe they're not similar. Why they're not similar? Who knows why? Who remembers why? Who remembers why? Famous Gemara Baba Kama. What's the difference conceptually between Gezeila and Aveda? Why is Yush more nitan to be kind of Aveda, not by Gezeila? Anyone remembers? Long time since Meruba, Dr. Berman. Long time. You weren't here from Meruba. You weren't even here from Meruba. It's been a very long time. Okay. So, yeah, what do you say, Asher? Oh, there's a big difference. By Aveda, I picked up the Aveda, the Heter. At the time that I picked it up, I didn't do anything wrong. You were Misyayish already, long before you lost your money. You were Misyayish, and I picked it up, it was behet there. Mashenke, when I steal something from you, at the time that I picked it up, it was Beyisr, so therefore Yush can't take effect. So Gemara says, that's a svar called the Suras Liyade versus the Teiros Liyade. So Gemara's bright the Sophic. I mean, at the end of the day, we pass it's probably not Koine. But the Gemara has a whole discussion about this in the beginning of Parag Baruba. But the Gemara wants to know, is Yush Koine not? So, is Yush Begezela Koine? So one man, the Yomer, says, you learn out from Aveda that it is Koine. You just have to pay back the cash. The other one says, Lo Yafidun Me Aveda. Why not? Because it's Be'isura Asa Liyadei. So comes Tosis in Gittin has the following shadow. Let's play for a moment Aman the Yomar that Yush is kind of big Zayla. Let's play like that Tana, like that Amira. The Yush is kind of big Zayla. Would we be able to plug in the Sugi of the third prep of Sukkah as well and say, if I steal a Lula from you, and you're Misyash, I wasn't Shana, I knew Shiri, I stole a Lula from you, you're Misyash, I'm getting the Lula back. Come the first day, so guess I want to be Yates with that Lulav. Will that work or not? So should we say, just as the Gemara says, that Shiri is kind of, and that solves all problems of Lachem and Mitzvah Beveir and the whole nine yards, so too Yush is kind of, should solve all the problems as well? Well, maybe no. Maybe you have no right to extrapolate. Even if you hold the Yush is kind of, maybe Yush is not quite on par with Shinun. So thus, raises Tosis the following Shaila. Even Aniach the Yush is kind of. If you hold that Yush is not Koine, then there's nothing to discuss. But if you hold that Yush is Koine, so then Tosis raises the further Shaila, is Yush Koine to the same extent that Shini is Koine? Or is Yush not Koine to the same extent that Shini is Koine? Nafkamina, Legabi Lulav. So let's think this out. Let's play this out in our minds. What do you think the din should be? Again, we're now in the world of the yeshiva that holds that Yush is Koine by Gezeila. If you hold Yush is not Koine by Gezeila, then you can leave the Shia now. If you hold Yush is Koine by Gezeila, I want you to tell me. Yush is kaina and Shini is kaina. Just as Shini is kaina and therefore you can be yotze with the lulav, so too Yush should be kaina and yotze with the lulav. Who agrees to that statement? You don't have to feel bad if you put your hands up. Who thinks that that equation is correct? Shini is like Yush. Yush is like Shini. They're both kaina, so they both solve the problems of lulav and gozel. Who agrees to that statement? Nobody. Who thinks there's a big difference between the two? Who doesn't have a hand? I don't understand. I guess there are 40 guys sitting here. Not one hand went up. There we go. Okay, no. From Philadelphia, what do they say down south? What do they tell us?
Well, if you're Mishanis, you're shaming the item. So maybe the item that you did the Aveir on is not here anymore.
Oh, okay. So I see you're thinking.
Well, Yush, you didn't change okay. The item. The Aveir is still here.
Okay, very good. Okay. You know what I want to hear. You must have heard one or two shirim from me over the years. Okay, so I think you know what I want. So let's play it through, Rabbi Say. How do we begin to analyze this question? Can you solve a problem? Rabbi Say, in life, when you address solutions, you have to really understand what the what was. You can't solve a problem until you know what the problem is. So let's chazer again. What were the problems? What were the multiple problems? See, there are too many things on this board over here. What were the multiple problems of being yotze with a lulav gozel? There were two distinct problems. Let's see if we can solve them. Then you have a lulav gozel. So the Mishnah state, lulav gozel posel. Why? Two reasons. What's the two reasons? Chazer, no? It's not lochem. Number two, it's what? Okay, so the Gemara comes and says, in one fell swoop, kumt shinui, right? You hold shinui kaine, and everything's great. Okay, whether you can make a bracha or not, so then all right, you have to fall back on Tosis. Maybe yeah, maybe no, but we're not learning brachas. Now we're learning lulav. Okay, really learning Sanhedrin. Don't tell anybody. So if you hold that Shini is kinda, so the Gemara says that you've solved the world's problems. Both problems are solved. Explain to me, how do you solve the problems? Shini's kinda, it obviously tackles the lachem problem. Why? Because who's going to keep this object? I'm going to keep it. I'm going to pay a cash, but I'm going to keep it, so it's lachem. It belongs to me, 100% of dinamam. It's my object. If you go and take the object, you're a goslin for me, believe it or not. It's totally mine. So Shini kinda for sure addresses lachem. That's the easy part. We're not quite sure how Shini kinda addresses, I mean, we know it does, but we're not exactly sure how that works. Why is it exactly that Shini kinda addresses Mitzvah B'Aveira? But now we move on. Same problems again. Same problems resurface. And now we're going with the man the only Yushas kinda. So come on, let's go. Draw the arrow simply. Yushas kinda, how's it address Lachem? Easy, right? If you hold Yushas kinda, it's my object. What's the shadow? So that's simple. Should Yush kinda address Mitzvah B'Aveira? I'm afraid to make the arrow. Why don't we know the answer to this question? Why don't we really know the answer to this question? Why is Tysus not sure to the answer to this question? Because what don't we know? We really don't understand how Shinui works on Mitzvah B'Aveira. So the only way to understand whether you should affect Mitzvah B'Aveira is to understand how it's done. So we know this works. This is a Gemara. We can't argue with this. We just want to know what the nature of this din is. And if we understand the nature of this din, then we can begin to understand whether it should or should not affect Yush being kind of. Rabbi, how would we begin to tackle that question? All eyes are on this box. How do we begin to tackle the question of conceptually how Shini kinda affects Mitzvah B'Aveira? No, it does. That's a fair issue. Can't argue with that. Even Tosfos didn't argue with that. Tosfos said in one day, maybe it doesn't help touch in Hilchos Brachos. Maybe Brachos is different. And even that we weren't even sure was right. But everybody agrees that's a fair issue Gemara. Everyone, at least as of 10 to 2 today, agrees that once you have Shini kinda, Mitzvah B'Aveira is history. I want to know why that's so. How would I begin to tackle that question? Because again, I can't tackle this question until I tackle this question. But there's a prerequisite question. It's like trying to take calculus 3. I didn't take arithmetic yet. What don't I know enough about? I don't know enough about Mitzvah B'Aveira. Because I don't really understand what the problem of Mitzvah B'Aveira is in the first place. Only if and when I understand what the chisaron of Mitzvah B'Aveira is, then I can begin to understand the solution to Mitzvah B'Aveira, which in turn will enable me to extrapolate whether Yush is an appropriate solution or not. So the question doesn't belong here, Rabbi. This is not where the sugya starts. This is also where the sugya ends. The sugya does not start here either. The sugya goes back, namely, got to look back at the ABCs of Mitzvah B'Aveira. What is the root of the problem? What is the nature of the problem? What is the root? What is the essence of the chisaron of Mitzvah B'Aveira? So yaduo for some, or at least it should be, Asha of the Rishonim in Masechah Sukkot of Tessa Menal. Anyone know the famous Kasha? Very famous Kasha. The Tessa Menal, Masechah Sukkot. You tell anyone you're learning Sukkot of Tessa Menal, you have to know this Kasha. You don't know this Kasha, you're not learning Sukkot of Tessa. There we go. The Gemara of Tessa Masechah Sukkot says, Chag HaSukkot Tasa L'cha. L'cha comes to tell me that you're not yoytzei in a stolen sukkah. L'cha. L'cha l'mayit gzula. So the truth to be told, the Gemara has a lot of trouble to figure out what in the world is a stolen sukkah, because generally speaking, a sukkah is part of the ground, kakeh and nigzela. There are technical issues. You've got to learn about a common issue. You've got to learn sukkah. There are a lot of technical problems of what this pasuk is even talking about, but L'maisi, you're not yoytzei. Sukkazuli, you're not yoytzei. Xeris, of course, you're not yoytzei. No, what's the kasha? So, what? Tapoklei, frektais, enough test. Tapoklei, mishavitzim, babeveira. What do you need a pasuk for? What do you need Xeris, of course, for? Xeris, of course, to tell me that you're not yoytzei, I could have figured it out on my own. I know this is the mitzvah babeveira. Mitzvah babeveira applies to all mitzvahs. What do you need a pasuk for? That's the kasha. That is the kasha in Masechet Sukkah Daf Tesef. What did the pasuk for table mitzvah b'vera? Lo chaser terutzim to this kasha, but we're going to begin with the teretz that doesn't appear in the Rishonim. It's the most famous teretz to this kasha that no Rishon said. It's the teretz of Mechas Chinuch to this kasha. Comes Mechas Chinuch and says, mitzvah b'vera doesn't make sense in the context of yeshiva b'sukkah. And I'll tell you why, says Mechas Chinuch. Mitzvah b'vera makes sense in the mitzvah etilas lulav, but not legabe sukkah. Why? Because there is a fundamental difference between the mitzvah etilas lulav and the mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. The mitzvah etilas lulav is all or nothing mitzvah. Either you yaitze the mitzvah, or you mevatel the mitzvah. If the first day of Sukkot arrives and you take a dalad minim, you are yeitze. If the first day of Sukkot comes and goes and you didn't take a dalad minim, you are mevatel. The third day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot comes, it's not an all or nothing. There are three options. Either I was yeitze in mitzvah Sukkot, I'm not talking about the first day now. Third day of Chol HaMoed. Either I was yeitze in mitzvah Sukkot, or I was mevatel in mitzvah Sukkot, or I was what? What's the other option that could have potentially happened? The third day could have come and went. I was neither yaitzeh nor mevatel. What's the other option? I was a chayv. Nothing happened. Neutral. Mepater. Give me the three cases. If I sat down and ate my bagel in the sukkah, when yaitzeh mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, I did a teshuv achila, it's considered to be an act of yeshiva. Teshuv came to do. I was yaitzeh mitzvah. Made a bracha yaitzeh. If I take my bagel and eat it outside the sukkah, but mevatel is a mitzvah. The Torah said teishvu basukkah. I was yeshev chutz l'sukkah. An act of achilas kev is called an act of yeshiva. That's an achila chutz l'sukkah. So I'm mevatel is a mitzvah. And what's the third case? I went to Six Flags and I didn't eat a bagel. I munched on potato chips the entire day. I ate fruit the entire day. So I never did a yeshiva because achilas kev, achilas arise nishkin yeshiva, says Taisus. So I, at the end of the day, I didn't get a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. On the other hand, I didn't get a bitl mitzvah either because I was just never mischayev. That middle ground doesn't exist by lulav. Lulav is either or. Either yaitzi or not yaitzi. You yaitzi or mevatel. By sukkah, there's a middle option. Comes Mechas Chinuch and says, what's the bitl mitzvah b'sukkah? Give me the bitl mitzvah b'sukkah. Define for me the bitl mitzvah b'sukkah. The person who undergoes an act of yeshiva in an entity that's not called the kosher sukkah, that's the bitla mitzvah. A sukkah is teshvu, mechlal that you can't do a ma'is yeshiva, chutz l'sukkah. Says the Mechas Chinuch, imagine if you would have a sukkah that was stolen, and there was no gzeras hakosav of l'cha, l'maitzah gezura. Imagine there was no such gzeras hakosav. Imagine that it was just with the world of mitzvah bavi avera. A guy went ahead and takes his bagel on the third day Chol HaMoed Sukkot and he eats it in a stolen sukkah. Again, pre-Gezeiras HaKosav of L'chol L'mai Gezul. I never heard that drasha yet. I didn't make it to Sukkot Daf Tes. I'm still stuck on that vav. So I never heard of this drasha, but I've heard before about, in Bekiyas I learned the third prayer, so I heard of Mitzvah Mabia Veira. So I'm sitting down third day Sukkot in my stolen sukkah and Mitzvah Mabia Veira is sitting over me and saying, Gefarlach, terrible, you're eating in a stolen sukkah. And I keep on munching away my bagel and my stolen sukkah. I invite the third day Chol HaMoed Sukkot, who's the Ushpizin? Pans Chassidish Mishnah. Whoever comes to the sukkah, whoever's coming, it's a stolen sukkah, right? And I'm eating my bagel and stolen sukkah. So tell me, Rabbi Isai, which category am I in? Am I yoytzei the mitzvah? Am I mevatel the mitzvah? Or am I neutral? So because I'm not yoytzei the mitzvah, because mitzvah already can be yoytzei mitzvah, right? But am I a mevatlus of mitzvah or am I neutral? So zok to Mechas Chinuch, but neutral. I'm only neutral. You know why? Because how could you say I'm eating chutz l'sukkah? Who are you kidding? It's not a sukkah. It's got three walls, got beautiful schach. Doesn't even have mats. It's got bamboo poles. The walls are tied down. It's got a hadron sukkah. There's nothing wrong with the sukkah. What does Mechas Chinuch say? Come on, now give me the lingo. Come on, I want to hear it. Mitzvah b'aveira is a chisorn in what? Not a chisorn in what? It's a chisorn in the gavra, not a chisorn in the chefze. Says Mechas Chinuch, mitzvah b'aveira speaks to the gavra. You as a gavra can't be yetzi a mitzvah If you're doing a mitzvah as you're doing an aveira, you're doing a mitzvah with stolen property, you as a gaver can't get credit. You can't get credit in Shemayim for mitzvahs that are done derech gezeila. Is the sukkah called the kosher sukkah? What's wrong with the sukkah? It's got three walls, it's got tilsim rubicham, so it's got tzchachas kosher, then alamailas. It's your chisara, but the sukkah's okay. Therefore, says the Chachinuch, eating in such a sukkah is not called the pitla mitzvah. You don't get any credit, but you're no worse than the other guy who went to Six Flags and going up and down roller coasters and eating potato chips. It's the same, you're on the same level as him. You might as well go to Six Flags. You know what's the chamash malon of a sukkah's chag v'sukkos tasel l'cho? That a sukkah gezula is what? It's a puzzle of sukkah. A sukkah gezula, it's like having a sukkah with no walls. It's like having a sukkah with metal on top. It's like a sukkah under a tree. It's like no schach. It's a puzzle of sukkah. It's a chef tzedik of sukkah. It's a gzeres that causes sort of a chidish ha-teira. It's a puzzle of sukkah. Not just mitam that you're not yetz as a gavra. Therefore, says the Bechaz Chinuch, you can't invoke the imagery of mitzvah babi aveira and ba'aro from lulav to sukkah, because mitzvah babi aveira is not going to do the trick by lulav, by sukkah. By lulav it does the trick, because by lulav, once you're mafkia the gavra for being yaitzah the mitzvah, memela, if you're not yaitzah the mitzvah, memela, you're mevatlas the mitzvah. So all you need in uchas lulav is mitzvah babi aveira to kill it for you. Why need lachem? Also that's for the shul, other reasons, not for now. But mitzvah babi aveira is enough to destroy a mitzvah for you in lulav, but not enough to destroy a mitzvah for you in sukkah. Maybe the first night of sukkahs it could do the trick, but we're not talking about that. That's the void. That's the chiddush exerus because of lecha lemaita zekzula to tell me that a sukkah gezula is not just mitzvah aveir, but it's a sukkah psula. It's a shame cheftz apostle on it. That's the void of sukkah gezula. So I state famous the chiddush. The yisoid adova. What's the entire theme that's screaming after the chiddush loud and clear? The mitzvah aveira is not a psul cheftz. It's a aveira is a what? Is a chesaron in the gavra. That's the entire yisoid from Michas Chinuch. Notice in the Rishonim, nobody gave the starts. Neither Tesvis, Rabbeinu Tesvis ben Peretz, the Ritva, not the Balabor, not the Ravid, nobody gave the starts. Other Rishonim asked the Kasha, nobody gave the starts. So Yesh Ladun Rabbi Sai, why didn't the Rishonim give the starts? Why didn't the Rishonim give the starts? Let's think it through. It's so good. It has all the makings of what we want. It's got bris, gavras, chet. It's got all the right terminology. So what's wrong with it? In the Litvish yeshivas, they loved the Michas Chinuch. He wasn't a Litvak. They loved the Michas Chinuch. But this particular piece, all the yeshivas didn't like. Not didn't like him. They loved him. But this shtickle Torah just didn't. It was talked about by the Rishonim, but they didn't buy into it. But the reason why they didn't buy into it is for one of two reasons. There are two potentially fundamental assumptions in the Bechas Chinuch that one could argue with. Again, his Shtickle Torah was based on two premises, that mitzvah babi aveira is a din in the gavra, and the kamash milan is that lecha is a din in the chavtza. That both of those statements must be true for Hishtikal Torah to be true. One could argue on either or both of these premises. Well,
you think the
opposite. So wait. Which, let's start from the beginning. We might as well start with number one. We'll be chacham. Answer one before two. So Reb Shimon, representing the yeshiva of Grodna, Reb Shimon said, he doesn't understand. He said, mitzvah aveira is only a din in the gavra? That's all it is. It's no more than that. Who remembers the Makoros of Mitzvah Bevera? Vaveisem, compared to a Balmum, to a Chayil, a Piseach. Those sound, Vaveisem is a Gozol, a Piseach, right? Sukkah, a Kodim, a Sechah Sukkah. Those sound very Chepzah oriented. It says Rav Shimon, like, Mehecha Teisem, Mitzvah Bevera is just a Psul in the Gavra? Not true. Mitzvah Bevera is a Chisorn in the Chepzah also. So that's the first highly questionable assumption. Then comes with Lezer Shach representing Panovich, disagreeing with the second half of the Michas Chinuch. What's the second assumption of Michas Chinuch? Says Rav Shach, maybe he's right about Mitzvah Bevera. Mitzvah Bevera is Takon Gedin the Gavra. Ken Zayin, he's right. But guess what? The Psul of Lecha is also just in the Gavra. Is this a posel sukkah? A stolen sukkah is a posel sukkah? Tell me, Rabbi Say. Let's get funny kasha. I steal your sukkah. Okay? It's a posel sukkah, right? It's a chavtz of a posel sukkah? What if you eat in the sukkah? What if in the middle of the night you sneak in and you eat in it? You're not yotzei? For you, it's not a stolen sukkah. For you, you're the bottom of the sukkah. You're not yotzei. Of course you're yotzei. How can it be? It's a chavtz of posel. For me, it's a metal sukkah. For you, it's a wooden sukkah. What kind of game is that? If you tell me the mitzvah of Avera is a chisaron in the gavra, it's I, the gazlan, I who did an Avera with this chavtza, can't be yotzei the mitzvah. So it's like, I can't be yotzei, you can't be yotzei. But if you're going to tell me like mechaz chinuch that it becomes transformed to be a possible sukkah, heichan shemal adonai. Imagine, I give you the following sound. These tefillin, they're kosher for you, but not for you. This lulav is kosher for you, but not for you. This menorah you can light with, but you kill. What kind of shagas is that? So Rav Shach says he doesn't understand the second half of the Chizuk. He may be right in the first half, but the Chiddush of Lecha is an overkill. It's not true. So you have from Rav Shimon tackling the Mechaz Chinuch in the first half of his assumption. Rav Shach is tackling the Mechaz Chinuch in the second half of his assumption. Then Rav Shach throws out a marshal. And Avi Ezri says, I'll prove to you the Mechaz Chinuch can't be right. It's Eev Shalo Yitochen, like Yidavar Kazeh, that a stolen sukkah, even post-exerce across, was a possible sukkah. Can't be a possible sukkah. When you're Raya Brush and Lash Tshuva, says Rav Shach. What's the din? The following. A guy steals a sukkah, steals chach, steals the whole thing, puts it together, builds it. It's third day Cholamoid, he's sitting in the sukkah. He really feels bad they stole the sukkah. So he goes to the Nigzel and he says, listen, I feel terrible I stole the sukkah for you. So the Nigzel says, you know what? It's a wee gift to you. I'm keeping it. It's alright. I'm not. It's yours. You can keep it. It's fine. What's the din? Who knows? Four magic words. Is that sukkah kosher now? Tasev alomen osui. The din is you have to build a sukkah b'kasher so the sukkah can't come down. The sukkah can't come down by itself. Let's say if I have a big pile of hay, and the Mishnah Sukkah is a big giant pile of hay, 10 tefachim tall, and I go ahead and I carve out a hole, and now the schach just becomes suspended by itself, you're not yet to be a Torah, because I didn't do a schach. I didn't put the schach down, the schach happened by itself. Anytime a sukkah comes into existence by itself, it's possible. That's the whole shayla, can I build the schach before I build the walls, is that called the schach? When I put the schach on, the schach wasn't really chal yet. So now I put the walls on, I didn't do it to see in the schach. That's a shayla. So says the schach, would anybody ever dream of saying something so strange that would be a puzzle of sukkah? A puzzle of sukkah? That's tasavim and asli. Says the schach, it doesn't make any sense. Says Rav Shach, if you hold like Mechaz Chinuch, that a sukkah gezula is a chevtza from psul, it's like a metal sukkah. Imagine if I would build a metal sukkah, I would take a sukkah and make it with metal rods. And then suddenly, the next Meshemai would happen, the metal rods would turn, and a Rumpelstiltskin would turn it into wood or something. You know? Remember him? Okay, he turned the gold into something or other. He turned the metal, not all by itself. The mela would happen. Without a nuasiyah, what would the din be? It would be possible, right? So says Rav Shach, he didn't give that mashal. Says Rav Shach, would anybody say something like that? That when I built the sukkah was stolen, and now in the middle of sukkah it becomes oh, stolen, it's no longer stolen, so it still has to, you have to take the schach off and start again? Would anybody say something as strange as that? It's lo yitachin, davar kazeh. Says Rav Shach, why is that lo yitachin? Why is that impossible? Why? Because it's not a psul de chevtze. Tassel also means you have to build the chevtze for the sukkah. I built the sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. Mitam the chesukah, mitam the chevtze sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. The fact that I can't be yaitzei, that's my problem. It's not the sukkah's problem. The proof positive, says Rav Shach, the other guy can be yaitzei. So Rav Shach says it can't be this. Mechaz Chinuch can't be right. Not because of Rav Shimon's taina. Again, because of the second taina. Truth to be told, Rabbi say. Although Rav Shach writes this in Avi Ezri, lo yitochen davar kazeh. Yitochen v'yitochen. Don't tell anybody. There's a b'halochen uchus tzitzis that quotes one acharon who says it by tzitzis, the same thing. By tzitzis is also a drasha called v'tasa l'chov lo min ha-gozel. So one of the acharonim is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and says, what's the din if you steal things? You put them in the baguette and then the other guy's moichel to you. One of the acharonim says you have to take the strings out and put them in again. because it's Tasa Lomen Osir. Rav Shach couldn't be giving such a thing. He doesn't quote this Achra Tachduin Chassidus, this beginning of Aruch Chaim. He said, Misvari couldn't buy such an idea, but there was somebody who said it. Mishnah Berurah quotes, Azam and Yom, Azachra, and he says it. So, Rabbi Sai, I have to tell you a story. One of my favorites. Several years ago, there was a, and I never quote this in a shir, but this is probably the only one you can quote in a shir. It was a movie. The movie was called what? Ushpizen. Okay, it was called Ushpizen. So remember some wrestle of a guy they put together, you know, some from one of his Hamish movies, interesting movie. So my wife insisted that we have to go, we didn't go to the movie theater to watch it, so we got it in the house. So that was that date. One night we watched this movie of Ushpizen. Anyone remember the story about Ushpizen? What? So what happened? So part of the story was this guy is very poor and he finds some wood in the floor and a sukkah, and he builds a sukkah. Didn't realize the guy it was stolen wood, and then he builds the sukkah, and then the guy drops the esrog and he has the baby. That the whole story. But in the middle of the movie, when he realizes that it's a stolen sukkah, he goes ballistic. It's a stolen sukkah. Well, you're not yaitzik. I'm sitting in a stolen sukkah. So the owner says, what does he say? Machul, machul. He says, b'seid, it's good. Ah, Baruch Hashem, machul, machul. I continue in the sukkah, and then I have the ushpizin and the esrog and the baby, and shalom. So the whole movie goes like this. So I went ballistic on the spot. I told my wife, press stop. I said, that's machlekes of shach in the dead day in the bir loch in the chassitzis. Is that called tassel and osay? That was the first and last time we ever watched a movie. Okay. Rav Isai. Getting back to our story. What we have in front of us is a machlekes, what may be a machlekes mechaschidich against all the Rishonim. What is probably a machlekes of Shachar of Shimon is a fundamental question about, forgetting about Lecha and the Chavtza, Mitzvah B'Avera. Is Mitzvah B'Avera din of the Gav or Mitzvah B'Avera din of the Chavtza? Now that we know a little bit more about Mitzvah B'Avera, two possibilities, now we can begin to tackle two and perhaps get to where we really want to get to three. Why is it such a divah pashut that Mitzvah B'Avera is overcome with Shinei Kaina? Yesh Lachkor. Let's raise the question. What was the problem in the first place? If the problem behind Mitzvah B'Avera was that Mitzvah B'Avera speaks to the Chevtza. Remember Reb Shimon, who disagreed with this. Reb Shimon said it's a Chevtza apostle. Once something is stolen, it becomes called, a halachic entity called stolen goods. Stolen goods is a Chevtza in halacha. That's a shame, chel shame in a Chevtza, called a stolen property. And stolen goods can't be used for mitzvahs. Not just you can't use stolen goods. Stolen goods are apostle. It's like metal schach. It's like a lulav. It's split. It's like an esrog with a hole in it. It's possible. It's a chavtza. It's a shame psul chal on the chavtza. So then, how in the world does Shini kind of solve a shame psul on the chavtza? What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? Who remembers yesterday's Reb Chaim that we couldn't find today? Who remembers yesterday's Reb Chaim? What did Reb Chaim say? What does Shini kind of mean? Shini kind of means the new chavtza. Why is Shini kind of Zakir Chaim? Because you should have been kind of immediately. When you steal anything, you should be kind of. You should be, I have kaina, I pay you the cash and call it a day, but there's a mitzvah of a heshev es akzela. Kol's bound that it's the same chavtza, a mechuyiv in the mitzvah of a heshev es akzela. One time it's not the same chavtza, there's mishkin es akzela anymore. Shini kaina means it's a different chavtza, it's exactly what shini kaina means. So the entire problem of mitzvah of yaveira is a problem of a chavtza, then shini kaina addresses the chavtza issue. But boy say, Shini kaina is a change in the chavtza, but yish kaina, even if it's true, we're far from convinced yish is kaina. But even zolzayin that yish is kaina, one thing it's not. I can tell you one thing: yish is not. What is yish not? Yish is not a new chavtza. Nothing happened. It's the same chavtza. The fact that you were misyayish, that's a din that you no longer mechuyev to return it now. It's a gzeiras akos l'daf from Aveda. Don't know as many kashes. But to say that's a new chavtza, Yush is going to affect Estan Zayin. What are you crazy? Shini can affect Estan Zayin. He's not going to affect Estan Zayin. Yush kind of doesn't change the chavetz. If it doesn't change the chavetz, it's not going to solve the mitzvah b'aveira problem. That's exactly what there's one day in Taizim, Maseches Gittin, it says, Shini koine, yeah, that solves the world's problems. Yush koine, that fails miserably. Because Yush koine cannot solve the problem, because the problem is chavetz oriented, Yush koine doesn't affect the chavetz. And what does the other day in Taizim hold, everybody say? No. No. What does the second day in Taizim hold? The other day in Taizim says, you know why Shini koine affects mitzvah b'aveira? Mitzvah Babi Aveira was never absolved the Chetz altogether. Mitzvah Babi Aveira just means, Kozman, that you're still the Gazlan, Kozman, you're still doing the Aveira of Gazela, how can it be Yaitse Mitzvah that you're still being Gazel? You're being Gazel, this item's Yaitse Mitzvah, that it can't be. The emphasis shifts from the Chetz to the Gavra. So comes the Din of Shira Kurd and says, what do you want from me? You just told me, Bezin, you just passed it, I can keep the object. You just told me I'm not called the Gazlan anymore. You just told me I can hold on to it, I don't have to return it. Just pay him the cash and call it a day. Once you say, I'm not mechuyav to return it anymore, so you're saying I'm no longer participating in the aveira of Gazela. My holding on to the object is no longer an act of Gazela. Kol zman, it's not an act of Gazela anymore. There's dishkin, it's above aveira. If that's the case, if that's the bir hadover and why Shinui solved the problem, it's above aveira, then we can easily extrapolate to what? To Yush also, what's the difference? The same way that Shinui is piting me from the Shem Gazlan, Yush is mafkir, Shinui is mafkir the Shem Gazlan for me. I didn't say mafkir for the Chefza, but Shinui kind is mafkir the Shem Gazlan for me, Yush kind is mafkir the Shem Gazlan for me as well. There is no fundamental difference between Yush and Shinui. So basically, this is today's Shia. This question, Yush is the same as Shinui or not the same as Shinui? Well, it depends which dimension we're addressing. Mitzam the Chefza, what's the answer? Are they the same? Absolutely not. Mitzad the Gavra, are they the same? Absolutely yes. Whether or not they're the same vis-a-vis Mitzvah Aveira is ultimately a throwback to the question, what is Mitzvah Aveira? What's the Chisaron Mitzvah Aveira? Is it ultimately a Gavra Chisaron, ultimately a Chetz Chisaron? Which is ultimately a throwback to this Michas Chinuch, with Shimon, Reb Shach, the whole Shtickle Torah. Okay, everyone got it? Everyone's with us? Okay, yeah.
To the first answer, I don't understand, because Gemara Bracha was talking about a Shina and Isa, but Gemara and Tzor is talking about a Shina and Rishus. What? The Shina and Rishus is no change in
class. Very good. Okay, so the truth is, the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about multiple Shinoim. It's talking about Shina in the Chetzah. It's also talking about a Shina Shein, which is probably also a type of a Shina Chetzah. And it's talking about a Yush plus a Shinui Rishus, which according to many Rishonim may also be a type of a Shinui Chefza. But why that should or should not be true, we got to learn a lot more about a Kama, which we're not going to do. Yeah, so that's a big lumbage question. Is Yush and Shinui Rishus ultimately Yush, or is it ultimately a Shinui? So that's already more of a Kama question. You're 100% right, but that particular Nakuda depends on a lot more than what meets the eye here.
Just both Michas Kinuch and Yoshim, etc. Would be understanding the Pasuk by Sukkah to be a Din Prati.
Right, there is some kind of Din Prati, right. Right. Okay, so everybody say, we've been working for the last hour assuming that we had a question. Let's chazer for a second. What was that original? What was Tyson's original kasha in the beginning of third Pekka Sukkah? How about the Gemara saying Baba Kama about Abraham? Remember when we said Hinnendav Avon Beis? Remember? Gozel Sa Shechitim. Guy steals the social chitim, and the Gemara says you can't make a bracha. The Rambam's version, you can't make a bracha, but say a beirich. So the Gemara seems to say that even though shinui happened, you can't make a bracha. So the Gemara and Bava Kama are two ways of understanding that. Either the tan inochanami hold shinui in a koine, or even if you hold shinui koine, brachas are different, right? So it was that dichoy of Bava Kama that caused Tosus to have trouble, because the Gemara in Sukkah says that post Shinoi, it could be Yaitse Dalaminim. There's no problem being Yaitse Dalaminim. So, no, come on, let's get Chazer for a second. What was the original Kasha? So, from Bava Kama Tzadi Dal, it sounds like post Shinoi Koine, there's still some kind of a problem. And the Gemara Sukkah sounds like post Shinoi Koine, there's no problem at all. Right? That was the Kasha, right? And Taisus went on to give his two Terutzim and all the Shtil Torahs that we spoke about. But the premise of the entire Taisus was is that there was a problem. And the Gemara that was the source of the problem, the Gemara that contradicted the Gemara, the Dichei Bava Kama, was that Gemara Maseches Sukkah. It says that post Achashinui Yeyotze Lulav. That's clear in the Gemara. Achashinui Yeyotze Lulav. Now, we had to just explain this kasha, formulate the kasha a little better by saying that achashini yetzi lulav because there were two problems. One was lochem and one was mitzvah babi aveira. Comes the ravid. Did I put the ravid on the memory compass? The ravid in the back of the bottom of the riff? About a half a line of ravid. Did everyone understand what the ravid said in four words? The significance of what the ravid said? In four words, the ravid basically canceled all of Shir for today. The ravid said, when the Gemara says in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah that achas shinui yeyotze lulav, the Gemara bechlal wasn't addressing the issue of mitzvah babi aveira. That wasn't even the problem. We worked for an hour to solve a non-existent problem. Don't feel bad. Tosis did it, so we just followed their footsteps. But the rabbi says you're wasting, you're not literally wasting your time, you're spending time on solving a problem that doesn't exist. There is no mitzvah babi aveira on the charts. There was nothing on the radar screen about mitzvah babi aveira in that entire sugya. What did the Gemara say? So who remembers the case of the Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara is trying to solve the problem. How could you be yetzir lulav? The lulav is stolen. The hadassim, the case of hadassim is stolen. How could you be yetzir mitzvah? How could you be yetzir mitzvah? So make sure you get a shini kaina in. So we naively thought, I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, we follow Tosfos, that well, we're trying to solve the problem of stolen goods, i.e. we have to tackle both problems of Lachem and mitzvah babi aveira. Says the Rebbe, no. There never was a problem mitzvah babi aveira there to begin with. Why? Who remembers? What? Who'd you say what? David says, who stole this lulav? Who stole this haravis? Who stole this hadassim? The Gemara is talking about, we're not talking about Robin Hood, we're talking about a guy who went out and stole and wants to steal from the rich and give to the poor. We're talking about a guy who wants to do a mitzvah babi aveira. We're talking about Elohim guys, we're talking about Frumi Yidin, who I'm buying my Muncie Aravis. I'm not a gosler, I never broke with anybody's backyard to steal his Aravis. The Gemara was concerned that somewhere along the line, along the chain of command, these Aravis were stolen. Why, where did these Hadassim, where did this Hadassim come from? Where'd they come from? Okay, they bought them from some Hadassah merchant, who bought them from another guy, from a guy somewhere along the way. And the guy, somewhere along the way, somebody stole their rovers from somebody's field. I'm not the gazlan. I didn't do anything bad. I'm standing at Tuvia's in Erev Sukkah trying to get out of rovers. I didn't steal anything. So Gemara says, Gevalt, not so poshut for you. You better make sure that something happened along the way to make sure these rovers were nicknamed already. Make sure a kid didn't happen. Shini ma'isa, shini yashem, yishin shimashut. So Gemara goes through all the different possibilities to what kind of a kid could suffice. The Gemara says, you better make sure that someone was kind along the way, or else you're going to have trouble with these around, even though you're a nice guy. Says the Ravid, why is the Gemara working so hard? I didn't steal them. What's the problem? I didn't steal for the day till tomorrow, but they're still not what? They're not mine. They're not lachem. So the Gemara is addressing a lachem issue. We thought we have two problems. We thought we had a problem of lachem and mitzvah b'aveira. No. There is no mitzvah b'aveira. You know why? Because I didn't do the aveira. Somebody else did the aveira. I didn't do the Aveira. There's Nishki Mitzvah Aveira. What emanates from this child of the Raven? What now comes out from this Raven? Bamed Dvar Mamurim, that the Gemara said Shini Kona solves the problem. That's only in this unique case where there was only a problem of Lachem. So Shini Kona is really good. Shini Kona makes a lot of sense. It solves the problem. But Lu Yitzuya, there would have been an additional problem, which happens not to be. But Im Tims Lama, if in fact there would have been an additional problem of mitzvah babi aveira, that all the shini kinda from today to tomorrow would never have solved the problem. Guess what? There is no Gemara that says that shini kinda trumps mitzvah babi aveira. The Gemara that got Tosis into trouble, the Gemara that forced Tosis to learn the Gemara of Akamba's left Dafka, the Gemara that forced Tosis to say brachas are different, all those dichui mit Tosis, says the Ravid, Tosis only had to go, put the neck on the line to solve this problem because they thought the Gemara in Sukkah was solving a mitzvah b'aveira problem. By Shini Kanya. Says the Ravid, Lahayid v'me'ilam. There never was such a problem. You don't have to solve a problem. It doesn't exist. Because mitzvah b'aveira doesn't apply if you didn't do the actual stealing. As I state in Ravid. Everyone saw that in the Ravid now. Wow. That's it. On the one hand, it's a tremendous letdown because, like, hey, wait a second. We spent so much time in the Tosfos. Don't feel bad. Taisus still Taisus. It's worth it to drive up the turnpike just to hear Taisus, right? It's G'day. Rabbi say, what else emanates from this Raya? What Gevaldik Yisoid is screaming out, ringing out loud and clear from this Raya? The Raya had gezocht. The mitzvah of Be'avera only applies if I did the gezela. Unlike anyone, why didn't Taisus think of this? Such a, it makes some sense. Gee, why did Taisus take us for an hour off the topic? Why does Taisus assume the mitzvah of Be'avera applies even if somebody else did the Be'avera? What's the answer? Because Taisus held mitzvah of Be'avera is a psul mechavtza. The machleik is the gedolei yoylem of Litov and Rav Shach, and Rav Shimon, all the gedolei yoylem, all the people about what is mitzvah of Be'avera is in the gavur. It's mamash machleik is Rishayim. There's no question about it. Machleik is Rishayim. Machleik is Taisus and the Ravid. The Ravid who said that the whole sugya is not even addressing mitzvah of Be'avera because the wrong guy stole, somebody else stole, because the Ravid holds mitzvah of Be'avera never touches the chavtza. It's a din of the gavra. If I'm a nice guy, I'm a big tzaddik, I didn't steal anything, so what do I have to worry about mitzvah there for? But Taisus, who didn't go down that route, Taisus, who was willing to revamp and reevaluate and throw out half the Gemara in Bava Kama just to salvage the Gemara in Sukkah, because Taisus held the heart of hearts, mitzvah there is not just for you the Gazla, it's for everybody. Once it's called stolen goods, it's possible. It's like the Balmum of Sukkah. It's like the metal, so schach. It's like the Esrim and Holt, like the rule that's cracked. It's a chisar and the chavtz. It doesn't matter who did the actual Maisa Gzela. We don't have anything against you as a person, but your chavtz is a stolen goods. The Ravid had a very illustrious chavrusa. You know who he was? Balamor. They learned together when they were young. Trust me, Balamor died when he was in his 30s. The Balamor and the Ravid learned together when they were teenagers, apparently. So the Balamor, and this almost outdoes his chavrusa. The Balamor goes down the same route of the Ravid, that there's no mitzvah of Be'avera here, but not because of the Ravid's reason, for a much more encompassing reason. Balamor, in Lomdus, goes down the route of the Ravid, says that Gemara that Taisus claimed existed and changed the world and forced Taisus to steer and made them cope with the Terutzim, the Ravid said that Gemara doesn't exist because the Gemara wasn't addressing Mitzvah Be'avera. The Balamor and Lomdus goes down the exact same route, but for a totally different reason. Hope to mention tomorrow, we'll have to see how the Balamor analyzed that Gemara and came to, for our purposes, the same conclusion as the Ravid, Shaloka Taisus, but for Lagamri, a different understanding of this.